the flesh and the worldly numbers would try to not add up. But the Spirit of God would say, no, no, no. They'll add up because my math is different than theirs. Hallelujah. Pat Lammers, would you stand up? Would you stand up for me? On the way over here, the Spirit of God ministered to me that you were going to be here today. I said, well, I sure hope she's going to be here because if, and he's right, you would be here. And the minister, so I went outside and I was praying in the, before the service, and this is what came to me. The joy and smiles of the past shall return again in a different way. So keep standing upright and praising me, saith the Spirit of God. Praising me, and you'll see that day. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said he was going to fix it. But you may say, well, I don't understand what some of that means. And what do you mean you can fix it? Maybe she doesn't even understand what it means. But that's okay. Put that on a shelf. God may have it. Maybe he's fixing something right now, or he's going to fix it in the future. You don't ever know. You just got to wait. Wait for the Spirit of God. Amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Pray. Well, let's praise God. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives, and we allow the Spirit of God to move here and now, as the Spirit wills, but we want you to know that we're willing. I believe there are people here, Lord, that have never been used in the spiritual gifts. But they desire, but they're afraid, or maybe they're just uncertain. Lord, loosen their lips, loosen them up so that they can receive what you have for them and what you have for them to do and use and speak and flow in for the body of Christ, not to give them glory, but to give the body of Christ what they need from you. Thank you, Father, for revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak. Into the hearts and lives of these, your people. Your people will receive it. We thank you for your hand on us and your Spirit within us. And we thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, the true teacher who will teach us today. Teach us today far beyond what I speak. In Jesus' name. And everyone said in agreement. Turn to the person beside you and say, I'm ready to receive. How about you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to ask you to do something, if you don't mind. Would you just trust me in this? If you don't want to, it's fine. Would you stand up? Would you jump up and down a couple of times? Just jump up and down. All right. Thank you. You can sit down. Thank you. All right. Now, that's how you're going to jump for joy, lady. That's how you're going to jump for joy. There'll come a time when you'll do that, and you'll think back to this day and say, oh, wait, that's right. That's right. God has something special for all of us, but he's pointed you out today to let you know that joy is coming. Joy comes in the morning, we know that, but joy is coming to you in a different way than maybe you thought. So be open. Be open to the Spirit of God and allow him to work in your life. Stand up if you would. Cindy, could you help me out here? Just come out here and just lay hands on her. Joanne's not here, so I need a lady with me. Father, I just pray. Would you put your hand on her head for me? Father, I just pray right now for the anointing of God, the Spirit of God, just to flow in this young lady's life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The eternal life that is transmitted by your anointing is transmitted by touch many times and by association. So we just thank you that something is being stirred up in her today. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. You can be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? I said, God is good, isn't he? Well, let's praise God for a minute. Hallelujah, for a moment. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord God. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father dear. You're so beautiful. Hallelujah. Precious, precious Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your hand on us and your Spirit in us. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. I just praise you today. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Look at the person. Tell them if you would. God is good beside you. God is good. Someone says, God is good beside you. Yeah, he is. He's in you too. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I'm just waiting, if that's okay. I don't want to get in a hurry here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father dear. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. You can tell when the anointing gets on you, it gets heavy sometimes. It gets different. It's different for different people and different gifts, I'm sure. But praise God, you just want to wait. You don't want to rush. You don't want to rush the Spirit of God, because many times you can rush the Spirit of God and you can miss what He's trying to say. Eric spoke that to me this morning in a different way. But it's true. It's true. It's true. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you, Jesus. Gary, I want to lay hands on you, if you don't mind, just for a moment. Father, I just thank you for the Lord ministered to me well pleased. Well pleased. Well pleased. Just keep going with the flow, son. Keep going with the flow. Well pleased. Moving ahead. But move forward. Yet. The word yet comes to me. Yet. Move forward. Yet. Move forward. Forward. Move forward. Yes, I'm not out on Dickie. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, forward move. A forward move as you move forward. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Somebody says, what are you doing? I couldn't tell you. I've just been showing up. Just showing up. Be encouraged. Just be encouraged. Amen? Just be encouraged. That's what God wants. Somebody said, well, He didn't prophesy over me. Well, maybe you didn't need it. I'd rather not be prophesied or spoken to. You know, I'd be like, well, maybe I needed something. Hallelujah. Don't you love Jesus? I have no idea if this is in the middle or where it is, but we'll just stick it out here somewhere. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Pam, if you'd put that Psalms, was it Psalms 11 out of the message? 19? I'm getting mixed up. I read this last night. I read this, actually one of the last verses, or the last verse, I guess it is, close to the last verse, comes to me. It's been coming to me all week. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. How's the rest of it go? Oh Lord, my rock and my redeemer, is that it? The first part is what's been meditating on. And so, I had looked it up in the message, and I was thinking, well, maybe this is for another time when I'll teach, or maybe it's, I just couldn't figure out when I was supposed to use it. So last night I read it in the message, the whole chapter. It's not very long. And I sat on the back porch with Joanne. I said, let me read this to you. Husbands, read the Bible to your spouse. It's good. It's good to do. It's good to read to each other. It's good to read the Word to each other. So listen to this. This is pretty cool from the message. God's glory is on tour in the skies. And we were sitting there looking at the stars last night. It was so cool. The sun going down. God's glory is on tour in the skies. God's Godcraft on exhibit across the horizon. Madame Day holds classes every morning. Professor Knight lectures each evening. Their words aren't heard. Their voices aren't recorded. But their silence fills the earth. Unspoken truth is spoken everywhere. God makes a huge dome for the sun, a superdome. I love it. The morning sun's a new husband leaping from his honeymoon bed. The day-breaking sun, an athlete racing to the tape. That's how God's word vaults across the skies from sunrise to sunset, melting ice, scorching deserts, warming hearts to faith. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our lives together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat gold with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. Now This is cool. You might want to read this and meditate on this. The decisions, would you back up? I'm sorry, got ahead of you. The decisions of God, that's what I want in my life. That's what I want in your life, are accurate down to the nth degree. Okay, keep going. God's word is better than a diamond set between emeralds. You'll like it better than strawberries in spring, better than red ripe strawberries. God's word we're talking about, okay? There's more. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. Stop right there just for a minute. I don't believe this is in the same verse as what I was talking about, the words of my mouth. Maybe it is in there, but it is. It is in that chapter. Okay. But this jumped out at me. God's word warns us of danger and directs us to hidden treasure. That's what I want. I want hidden spiritual treasure. Okay? Keep going. Otherwise, how will we find our way? How will we know when we play the fool? Clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. Keep me from stupid sins, from thinking I can take over your work. Then I can start this day sun-washed, scrubbed clean of the grime of sin. These are the words in my mouth. This is the King James, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. These are the words in my mouth. These are what I chew on and pray. Meditation implies chewing on something. I'm going to chew on that. Let me chew on that. These are what I chew on and pray. Accept them when I place them on the morning altar, O God, my altar rock, God, priest of my altar. Praise God. Let the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart, the words of my mouth. The last two times ago when I had a chance to share, in fact, you can go on the website, I found out Dan's got it set up to where you can look at the lessons and hear the lessons, the sermons, Pastor Scott's sermons, and then he kind of divided mine and Scott's out. So you can go back and see this. This is going to be a series, since I'm going to have an opportunity to share a couple more times. So this is part two of the series. Part one is faith sees the answer. Look at the person beside you and say, faith sees the answer. So if you want part one, go back and listen to it online. Today we're going to talk about faith speaks the answer. Everybody say, faith speaks the answer. The Lord has ministered to me to go back to the basics. Years ago in the little church I pastored, every year God would give me a theme for that year. And one of like the year of whatever, you know, freedom or whatever. And it was amazing how it would play out. And one year it was back to basics brings growth. And the Lord has had me going back to basics. Back to basics. So you're going to hear some of the things you've already heard, but maybe in a different light. If you'll mix it with faith, it'll come across differently. That's what I've learned in my life. I'll mix this with faith and not say, well, I know what that scripture says, but I want to learn something each time I look at it and hear it, and that's where faith comes in, and that's where spiritual growth will come. So if you mix the word with faith, according to Hebrews chapter 4, it will profit you. We've talked about idle words. Idle words are inactive words. I don't want to speak idle words. I want to speak productive or fruitful words. I was paddling on the river the other day and it hit me. I'd heard this before. There are different ways that animals communicate. And I'm not going to debate that because we got some horse people and dog people and cat people and all these, you know, y'all are into animals here. We have pets too, birds. Outside birds. We just feed them and they come. And the hummingbirds were fighting yesterday. They're the easiest pet to deal with. And but they drink a lot of this nectar that Joanne makes up. And we had four, and yesterday I believe five, who were fighting. They're very territorial. And I'm just sitting out there laughing at them, just laughing. They can communicate, but God has given man and woman the ability to communicate with words. Words. I don't want my words to be idle or unproductive. I want them to be fruitful or productive. But how many words do I waste in a day? This is for somebody in here. What words have you spoken over your children, over your mate, that have been idle and unproductive and even destructive? What words have you uttered that changed one of your family members' day in the wrong direction, in the wrong way? How can you turn that ship of destruction and destructive words? How have you allowed it to go so long? Now is the time the Spirit of God would lead us. Now is the time to change the direction of your words. Let the words become powerful forces and creative capsules that would change and edify only. Edify, edify. Build up words of love, speaking the truth in love, but words that can change the course of a family. Words that can change the direction of an occupation. Words that can change a life. A life can be changed with words. Words of love, not words of strife. Words of commitment and not words that bring death rather than life. Words are available to be used as servants. Servants of faith or servants of fear. So what shall you speak? You shall speak what you hear. So, Romans chapter 10, in verse 8 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, it's near you, it's close to you. The original Greek says, it's ready. Even in your heart and in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. But the word of faith must be in your heart for your faith words to work. It must be in your heart. The word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth, you speak it out loud with your mouth. Jesus is Lord, or the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be. You shall be. Faith speaks the results. Faith speaks the answer. So when you ask Jesus into your heart, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you said, Jesus is Lord. You made him the Lord. You spoke with your mouth or confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. Come into my life. Lord Jesus, you're my Lord. You spoke the answer. You didn't speak the problem. See, confession, most people think of confession as confession of sins. But confession is greater than that. It's bigger than that. When I got saved, I thought I had to confess all my sins. I couldn't remember all my sins. I was crying at the altar and some guy came up to me and he said, what are you crying for? I said, I can't remember all my sins. He said, nobody could. You're not supposed to confess your sins. You're supposed to confess Jesus is Lord. I went, oh, whew, wow, what a relief. But I still said, God, forgive me of all my sins. I want to make sure I was coming in clean, buddy. But I realized, hey, he had to clean me up. I couldn't do it. So you got to believe it in your heart before you speak it with your mouth. But this is a spiritual law. It's a spiritual force, a spiritual pattern. That when I believe it in my heart, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and I speak with my mouth, Jesus is Lord, I'm speaking the answer, not the problem. Now, God doesn't mind us coming to him and praying and saying, God, I need help here, man. Here's the problem. He already knows the problem. But he would rather you come and hold his word up to him and say, hey, I know what the problem is, God, and you do too, but here's the answer, and I'm holding it right up to you. I'm looking in the answer. I'm looking in the mirror, as James calls it, the word. So, today I'm not really talking about confessing the lordship of Jesus or confessing your sin. I'm talking about confessing the word of God in faith. Of course, you do that when you confess Jesus Lord and you confess your sin. Pam, put up that confession. Confession is saying the same thing as affirming a truth, confirming something we believe, testifying of something we know. It's important to confess who you are in Christ. Look at the person beside you and say, I'm a new creation in Christ. See, we need to confess the way God sees us, saying the same thing that God says about us. Not what the devil's saying about you, not what your coworker's saying about you, not what your family's saying about you. Start talking what God says about you. See yourself as God sees you. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's what makes the difference. Mark chapter 11. Turn there if you would. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. You're going to get the answer. Why? Because you spoke it. You saw the answer and you spoke the answer. Mark 11:22. Have faith. Jesus answering, have faith in God. The word in there can also be translated of. It's the faith of God, the God kind of faith. Genesis chapter 1 talks about the God kind of faith because God said, let there be light, and there was. God said, and it was. God said, and it was. God said. Go through the first chapter of Genesis and watch them. Underline them in your Bible. God said, and it was. God said, and it was. He created with his words. He saw, and then he created. He saw it in his heart what he wanted. He said, let there be light. And it's, and he, to my knowledge, he's never said light stop. So it's still going.
Right.
And he created the universe, he created the earth, he created gravity, all this stuff. Aren't you glad he's not taking his faith off of this that he created? Or we'd be in a mess. Creative faith, God faith. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, everybody say say, say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, mountain of problem, the mountain of debt, the mountain of pain, the mountain of whatever in your life, and not doubt in his heart, key, but shall believe that those things which he saith should come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's three times say. He said it three times. He shall have whatsoever he says. You can say it like this. He'll have the words he speaks. Now you think about that for a minute. If I looked at you and said, you will have the words you speak, if you and I really got a hold of that, we'd probably shut our mouth more. Are you with me? Because I've said some things that I had to pray for crop failure. I mean, I was ready to repent, man. Oh my gosh, what have I said? What did I say that for? So I wrote this down. What are you saying? Let's move on from verse 24. What are you saying while you're waiting after you say, after saying and praying? I added that. We did this at the home group the other night, but I added something to it. Back up one, Pam, I'm sorry. Verse 24, Mark 11, 24. Is that hard to do? Have I given you an impossible task, Pam? But it sounds challenging. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. That's Matthew 11. That's like, ooh. That's okay. Mark 11, 24. Who can quote it for me? Therefore, whatsoever things you desire. Is that how it starts? When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. So in verse 23, he's talking about saying. In verse 24, he's talking about praying. Now you can say without praying, but you can't pray without saying. Are you listening to me? Speaking the word in verse 23, praying the word in verse 24. Could you put that back up, Pam? I'm sorry. Verse 24. Oh, did I mess you up again? Okay. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. When do you believe that you receive them? Let me hear you loud. When you pray. Not one day. It's when you pray. Now go to the next slide about saying and praying. What are you saying while you're waiting after saying or praying? Jeremy and I have prayed about something. We're believing God for something. He's believing for whatever, the fill in the blank, according to the word. He's found a scripture that pertains to what he's praying for. To stand on. Are you listening to me? Not just, oh, Brother Bert, will you pray for me? Well, what do you want to pray for? How about, I need healing in my body. Or what scripture are you standing on? I don't know, whatever the Bible says. Well, that's good, but why don't you put the word in there? If you put the word inside of you, that's why it came out of him over and over and over and over and over, because he's putting it in. What you put in, you put the word in you, the word will come out of you. So we pray over a scripture. Well, I'm standing on this particular scripture, okay? We agree. We pray together. We're praying together. So whatever you're saying, if you're speaking to that symptom of sickness, call it that, or you're praying about that symptom of sickness, what are you doing, what are you saying out of your mouth while you're waiting after saying or praying? What are you saying? What's coming out of your mouth? I don't know how many times I've prayed for people. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you we just believe God. We'll agree together. We'll agree together. We're holding hands as a form of agreement, a sign of agreement. And I might say, don't say a word, I'm just going to pray. Lord, we agree together according to Matthew 18, 19. We're speaking this, we're praying out loud. We thank you for the healing, Sherry. In Jesus' name, amen. And I let go and I look back at the person and say, are you healed? Well, I don't feel healed. What's happened? You just said, yes, you just agreed with me. Now we're not in agreement. It's two confessions. You're speaking the truth and you're speaking lies. I know because I've done this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 says, seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or our confession. Look at the person beside you and say, hold fast your confession. Mark chapter 4, if you would, verse 26. Then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without his help. First a green stem of grass, then a bud, then a ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps harvest time. So here's my question. You know, over Mark chapter 4, Jesus gives the parable of the sower, and he says the sower sows the word. The word is the seed. You're planting that seed. You're believing God. I thank God that my needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What scripture would that be? Philippians 4 what? Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. See, find the scripture that you're going to stand on. Not just because Pastor Scott said it or Cindy said it. What's the word? Find the word and plant that seed. I'm planting the seed. Thank God my needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm standing on that word, Philippians 4:19. That's the seed I've planted. But don't dig up the seed. Give it time to grow. Amen? How many times have I dug up the seed? I looked back at the circumstances instead of looking at the word. But faith speaks the answer. Look at the person beside you and say, faith speaks the answer. Are you getting anything? Your seeds, you plant seeds with your words after saying or praying God's word. Don't dig up your seed. See, we want to speak whatever we see. You ever heard somebody say, oh, he just speaks his mind. Well, maybe he needs to get his mind renewed before he speaks. Hello. You need to speak what you see in the spirit, not what you see in the natural. That doesn't mean we deny the symptoms or deny the problems. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we speak the answer to it. Somebody says, well, I don't know if I'd want to do that. Well, don't. Nobody's making you. But I'd rather speak the answer than the problem. The other day I was talking to somebody and I said, how you been doing? Well, I haven't been doing so good. I've had this happen, and I've had that happen, just physically rehearsed everything that had been going on, and then you know something? I'm not sure. You know, you never know what can happen. You never know. That's like people say, you never know what God's going to do. Yeah, we do. He's going to do his word. It's in the word he's going to do it. And I can tell you right now, I may not know the future, but I love what Joyce thinks. I know who holds the future. Amen? And it's not bad. There's a future and a hope. You have a future and a hope. And you do too. You have a future and a hope. You, I'm looking at you. You have a future and a hope. It's in the Word. And everybody in here does. So don't be hopeless. Be hopeful. Speak the Word out. Speak the word. Speak the word. Let the enemy have it. Recognize this, who the source of your opposition is, and let him have it. If it steals, kills, and destroys, it is not of God. Somebody say amen. That's what John 10:10 says. So let him have it. Man, the other day I let him have it. I said, I'm not going to tell you what I said. Yeah, I did. You foul devil, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. You get out of my life. You get out of my house. You get off my body. I will not stand for you. Amen. Show him who's boss. Jesus is in me. He's your boss.
Hallelujah.
And he gave me the dominion. Hallelujah. He gave me the power. Because he's in me. It's nothing to me, but I will not stand for this. You will not do this. I have a blood covenant with Almighty God. We're talking a lot about the blood today. I don't know if y'all have you seen this or not, but you go on TV, on computer, and see Sid Roth, and there was a lady named Billy Brim. I don't know if anybody saw that, but she talked about the blood covenant. And Billy Brim worked at Rhema, at the Bible school I was at while we were there. They should have shot a picture up there. Joanne said, oh, there's so-and-so, one of her daughters. And she said, I went to school with her. It's so cool when you have a spiritual heritage, you can look back and see. But Billy Brim spoke the word, and she talked about the blood covenant and pleading the blood, what that really means, and drawing a blood line around your house. And I mean, there's some stuff in there about the blood, and that's why I wanted them to sing things about the blood. As she said, the old-timers in Pentecostal movement knew about the blood. Hagin used to say that numerous times. Sing something about the blood. Sing about the blood. Because we don't understand that it's a blood covenant. And the reason we speak the word of God, and the reason that faith speaks can speak the answer, is because I have a covenant with Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's the New Testament, the new covenant in his blood, and it works. It's here. It's right here. Who's got your Bible? Hold your Bible up, your iPad, your iPhone. Just hold your hand up if you didn't need to. Praise God. Wave it around. Make the devil mad. We got the answer, man. It's an open book test. There's nothing you can throw at us. We've got it right here. My loved ones are saved. Amen? Somebody said, well, you can't take authority over them. That's right. I don't have authority over them. I mean, in my house I do, but I don't have that. They have their own will, but why not speak the word? Why not speak the word? Some of you got kids. Some of you are worrying. Who in here is worried? Anybody here worried about something? Take authority over that. Cast down that worry. Cast down that imagination. Speak that word out. I'm having fun. I don't know if you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you never know what God's going to do. Yes, we do. We have a future and a hope. You possess what you confess. See, you confess what you possess, but you also possess what you confess. You possess what you confess. Yeah. See, I confess it and I possess it in order to possess what I confess. I'm going to get out of that. Let me get out and dig my way out of that one. Thank God the seed's growing. Forget about it. Forget about the care associated with, I wonder if that seed's growing. I wonder what's going on. I wonder. Trust God. It's growing, man. Don't go dig it up. Water it with praise and worship. Water it with the word. With understanding of the word, like Charles Capp says. Get into it. He forgets about it. And when the lies of sense, knowledge, reasoning come up and they're raging against you, you just say, whoop, I've planted seeds. I'm not going to dig them up. I'm not digging this up. I've planted the seed of the word. Thank God. You apply it to whatever life in your life that God tells you to and shows you to. Find your level of faith. Somebody says, well, don't you believe in going to the doctor? Yes. There's nothing wrong with going to the doctor. Apply your faith. I told you, I went to the dentist. I was listening to a CD of mine the other day, and I don't listen to him just to hear Bert speak, okay? I get pumped up on what I'm going to be sharing on. And I said this on this CD, that I said, when I go to the dentist, you know, he was going to do something on my, I was dealing with surgery and different things like that. He started doing something. I said, I'm praying for you. He said, good. I reached out and grabbed his hand. I said, right now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You might as well use your faith. Why not? Why not? Cultivate it. Cultivate that seed. You will harvest what you sow. 30, 60, or 100 fold. I don't know about you, I want the 100 fold. Why? So I can bless others with healing, with peace, with finances, whatever it is. So here's my question. What are you going to believe? The Father's truth or the devil's lie? What are you going to speak, the Father's truth or the devil's lie? Isaiah chapter 55, look at that. Isaiah 55:11 from the Message. just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. This is what God is saying. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. And when you speak God's word, it does the same thing. It will accomplish. It will accomplish. Proverbs 6:2. You're from the basic English. You're taken as in a net by your words of your mouth. The sayings of your lips have overcome you. We talked about this in home group the other night. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Next one, Pam. Words kill, one translation says. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. That's the message. Living Bible says men have died for saying the wrong thing. But Burt Midget's translation, the Midget expanded version, that's a shorter version that is expanded. But men have lived for saying the right thing, received healing, deliverance, and wholeness. Amen. Two confessions. E.W. Kenyon said this. I said, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. You could say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, according to 1 Peter 2:24, or you can say, I'm sick. Somebody says, but you are sick. You're lying. No, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. I don't deny. It may be true that sickness has tried to attach itself to me, but I deny its right to remain. I therefore claim my healing according to 1 Peter 2:24. Somebody say amen. The rest of you can say, oh me. It's okay. You don't have to believe me. Somebody says, well, is that the way you live? Yeah, that's the way we live. That's the way we live in our house. I've been coughing, throwing up, and everything else, and I refuse to say I am sick because I'm not going to glorify the devil and get in agreement with him. I'm saying I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And buddy, the symptoms left quicker than they would have if I'd have sat around and said, oh, I just feel so bad. That's right. Somebody says, well, that's just, well, never mind. I'm not, whatever. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus according to 1 Peter 2:24. Or you can say, you know, I'm just sick. I'm just in pain. The second confession nullified the first. The first was my confession of my healing and redemption in Christ. The second confession was my redemption and healing in Christ is not a fact. My God shall supply all my needs according to riches and glory. That's what the word says. Oh, I wonder how we're going to make it and pay the bills. The economy's so bad, what's going to happen? Faith holds fast to the confession of the word. Listen to this. Sense knowledge holds fast to the confession of physical evidences. I'll say that again. Some of you are writing that down. Faith holds fast to the confession of the word. Sense knowledge holds fast to the confession of physical senses. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Don't lose your confession. Don't dig up your seed. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the accuser of the brethren. They overcame him. The way you overcome is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The word testimony means witness or evidence. Well, faith is the evidence of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen, rather. The evidence of things not seen. The word is my evidence. I overcome the enemy, destroy the works of the devil, prove out his defeat with the word of my testimony, my confession of faith. Faith speaks the answer to the devil, to the circumstances, and to God. Faith speaks the answer to God, to the devil, and to circumstances. It's time for you and I to take the authority that we have. The authority that we have is released through words. Through seeing the answer, having a vision of it, without a vision the people perish, and speaking forth the word. Speak the word. Speak the word only and my servant will be healed. You ever heard that? Speak the word. Speak. There's so many. I'm putting this into a small capsule of time here. I encourage you to study words. I encourage you to study your words. And you can, if you dare do this, I'll challenge you. We've talked about this before. Joanne and I have done it. Got to make sure you got a good marriage. You check up on each other from time to time. And say, you know, for the next couple of days, let's agree to watch our words. And one minister suggested this. You can do this with your spouse. If someone makes a negative confession against, what I mean by that is against the Word of God, the other has the permission to do this, to say, honey, I agree with your confession and believe every word of it will come to pass. That's tough. And all of a sudden, you're watching what you say. Somebody says, you're a legalist. The devil is. He comes at you with imaginations. He comes at you with physical symptoms. He comes at you with problems. He comes at you. The battleground of Satan is the mind. He wants you to start confessing, speaking, agreeing with him. But when you turn that ship around and say, no, my confession, my agreement, I'm saying the same thing as my Father God says about me, of who I am in Christ. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I refuse doubt. I refuse unbelief in my life. Why? Because God has not the author of that. Don't go around saying I'm confused. The Bible says God's not the author of confusion. So if you're going to say that, whose God are you serving on that issue? This is tough. Somebody says, you're dropping bombs in here. Yes, I want to shake you up a little bit. You either walk out of here and not like what I said or agree with what I said. Or search out what I said. But confession is the key. It's how God created the worlds. It's how God's system works. When you look at someone, you say, well, I can't speak the truth. Yes, speak the truth in love to your brother or your sister. Speak healing. Speak results. Speak faith. Speak the word. Speak the word. How do you think Jesus defeated the devil when he was tempted? He spoke the word. It is written. Amen. It is written. It is written. Why do you think that's in the Bible? It's an example for us. Look, devil, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah. And I'm going to speak that word. You'll become a word person. You'll become somebody that the devil's threatened by. You'll become somebody that God sees you as, the way he sees you. Well, I couldn't say I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm an old sinner saved by grace. No! You were an old sinner, and you were saved by grace. But now you're the righteousness of God walking in that grace, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now either 2 Corinthians 5:21 is true or it's a lie. Which one is it? We have got to determine what the truth is and live by it, act on it, and speak it. You want results? God did not leave you down here helpless. God did not leave you down here helpless. Neil Young wrote a song called Helpless. Stephen Stills wrote a song to combat that. He says, we are not helpless. I agree with Stephen on that one. We are not helpless. We are believers, not doubters. We are somebody that God has left it down here and give us an instruction manual and says, look, this is how it works. This is how the system works. If you think he left, well, God's in control. Yes, if I let him be, he subjected himself to his word. Is God in control of your life? Oh, yes, God's in control of my life. Well, did God put that sickness on you? Oh, yes. That's not scriptural, baby. That's not scriptural. God didn't put it on you. God put it on me to teach me something. No. What'd you learn? Learned I don't like me sick. God's not bringing steal. He's not stealing, killing, destroying. I don't know if you get anything out of this, but I'm kind of going here. I'm still going. Somebody says, nobody's walked out yet. One guy did. It's okay. There's a new way of living. I've sat here for 8 years. I'm sorry, there's some things I'm going to say. And if, Scott, you don't like it, that's okay. I can go somewhere else. Somebody else hear it. That's where I'm at. Come on. Because I've changed it in my own life. And I've gone up and down, up and down. Well, I'm tired of going down. I'm going up. Somebody says, I've had people say to me, how can you say you were healed? Because I am healed, I are healed, I was healed, I'm going to be healed, and I always am healed. Why? Because, why? I obeyed my parents so it is well with me. You want it to be well with you? Ephesians chapter 6. Obey your parents and the Lord, and it'll be well with you, not sick with you. Sickness is not being well. You're either well or sick. This is why I confess. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I'm a believer. I'm not going to doubt the Word. Yes, do doubts come every day? Am I tempted to speak bad things and wrong things against the Word? Every day. Have I blown it? Yes, every day. But not lately. Not in the last while. And if I do, I get rid of it quickly, move on. I'm not in sackcloth and ashes. Who? 1 John 1:9. I confess that in faith. Words. Words. Let the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. I believe what I say, therefore I speak. We believe, therefore we speak. Now, a lot of people don't believe what they say. That's called lying. Are you a person of integrity? Do you believe what you say? Then what are you saying? I'll give you an example of this, and I don't mean any dishonor or disrespect to anyone, but I will just put it out there. Joanne and I were watching TV in the news, and on the news, there was a while back, someone in public service, I'll just put it that way, who was shot and killed. Now you may think this is, you know, that's just extreme, Bert. Why would you say anything like this? Because I'm giving you this as a, in fact,